Good afternoon, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Daily Devotions. I'm your host, Anna Sherry. Let's open our hearts to God's unconditional love as we get through the trials of life using Scripture. God has purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggle, and a reward for your faithfulness. Trust in Him and don't give up on your journey. Let's get started. Devotional credits, we're reading from the Confident Woman Devotional by Joyce Meyer, and today's message is titled, Receive God's Blessing. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, the face of God, saying, For I have seen God face to face, and my life is spared and not snatched away. Genesis chapter 32, verse 30. Jacob was a man with a past. He had been a schemer, a trickster, a swindler. If you read back in Genesis 25 through 32, he was a liar. He was also selfish and sometimes downright cruel to others. He took advantage of people in order to get what he wanted. Jacob took advantage of his brother Esau's weak state and stole his birthright. He lied to his father, pretending to be Esau in order to receive the prayer of blessing that belonged to the firstborn. Eventually, Jacob experienced a change of heart. He became tired of running and hiding. Jacob finally left everything that he had and turned toward his homeland. And on the way, he began to wrestle with God. He was determined to receive a blessing from God no matter what it cost him. And God changed Jacob's name, which meant trickster, schemer, and swindler to Israel, which meant contender with God. Jacob went on to become a great leader and man of God. He had a past that could have easily labeled him a failure. But once he faced it, and repented of it, he also had a future. The prayer to end this daily devotional says, Lord, I look into your face today, and I know that I am being changed to be more like you. All the labels of the past have fallen off, and I am living in your blessings for my life. Amen. Wow, another day and a little bit closer to Jesus. Faith is a journey, but you're worthy of God's love. So be sure, you guys, to share this podcast with anyone in your life that you feel might need this too. In a dark world, Jesus is light. Elevate your faith and watch how the Lord sets you free. Until next time, have a good day.